It's time. It's time to meet our two youth makers that are here with us. I've talked to them just a little bit off the air, but not too much, because I wanted to get to know them at the same time you are. So, Mercedes, we're going to start with you. If you could just please introduce yourself, let us know a little bit, you know, your age, your community, where you are in life right now. It would be good to just set the scene so people get a sense of who you are.
Yes, of course. Good morning, everybody. I'm Mercedes Montano. I'm 19 years old. I graduated in 2024 for Environmental Charter High School, and I'm now in Wilkinsburg, PA. That's where I create all my great things. So yeah, good morning. Good to be here today.
Excellent. Nice to meet you. And I mentioned earlier off the air to you that Monica in Wilkinsburg says hello to you, and I believe she's listening now. And sitting right to your left is Bahati. Good morning. I'll let you please introduce yourself.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Bahati. I'm a senior at Brescia High School, and I'm a visual artist.
And you're a visual artist, you
yes.
said? Excellent. Is there anybody you would like to say hello to or give a shout out to?
Myself. Oh. I don't have anybody.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Well, I'm glad that you're here. Now, both of you are primarily visual artists, I believe.
Yeah.
Correct? And that always fascinates me, because I love beautiful art to look at. I am amazed by people who have the capacity to actually make it. And I'd like to start with you, Mercedes, again. You do screen printing, is
yes.
that correct? Tell me how you developed a passion for doing that. I imagine you tried a lot of different things before focusing on screen printing. Kind of take us through the timeline of how things went for you.
Yeah, well, to start, I've always loved art, and I definitely, my grandma, she's a big art and crafter. So she got me into art from a very early age. And then from there, I've just always loved it. So after graduation, my aunt, Monica Garcia, who's listening, she pushed me to do a program in Wilkinsburg with a different youth maker accelerator program type of thing with Meshwork Press, who's no longer here with us. But Kiri, who runs Handmade Arcades Youth Maker Program, was doing that. So she reached out to me to join Handmade Arcades this year. So that's how I got involved with that. And she's the one who introduced me to screen printing after graduation. And I fell in love with it. It was so cool. Like, it's such a simple process, but when you really start to look at all of the steps, it gets really complex in a way. So I loved it. I love that you can wear your design. That's always been something. Expressing myself through clothing has always been something I loved, especially during high school. So yeah, that's how I got into screen printing, was getting those connections and just figuring things out, seeing what I liked.
When I think of screen printing, I usually do think of wearables, mm-hmm. or maybe tote bags or anything made out of fabric. Do you ever screen onto other surfaces?
I don't think I have. It's just been sweatshirts, t-shirts, and tote bags so far. But I've been trying block printing recently too. So I block print on bandanas and stuff. It's a lot easier to customize. It's almost like having your own sticker. You can put it wherever you like. It's so cool. So yeah, I've been doing a lot of bandanas recently, which was fun, which is something you can't do with screen printing. So I've been finding all of that out through this big, long, amazing process.
Why can't you do a bandana that way? I never thought about that.
You could, but it wouldn't be. So you have one screen, and that's your design. and then you press the ink through the design on the screen. So with a bandana, you would have to like keep moving it and then wait for it to cure and then move it again, wait for it to cure. With block printing, it's like a stamp. So you just place it wherever you would like on the bandana. And
I got it.
It's more of a time thing than like a...
So it's partly just the size, the bandana being so small that makes it hard to do that movement across?
Yes.
I love, like I said, I don't think I could ever make something like this, but I'm always fascinated by it. Now, those movements are to get different colors together. Like if you were making a t-shirt of multiple colors, you would have to screen different layers atop each other?
Yes. Unless if you didn't want the colors to combine, you would have to make, like, screen it with different, like, screens. And you'd have to change it each time, depending on your screen printing machine. But the one I use, we'd have to, like, change out the screen and clean it each time we wanted to do different layers.
There's a lot to think about.
Yeah, for sure.
As you do this. One other thing I was wondering is, do people come to you with designs they would like you, like logos and things, or do you primarily come up with your own designs to sell to people?
Hopefully one day. I mean, custom orders would be amazing. I haven't had that yet, besides like cousins giving me ideas and like, this would be cool type of thing, which I love to take into consideration because family is a huge thing for me. But yeah, so far it's just been my own designs and things I've come up with and thought, this is cute. I love this. And my brand's really about like cute things that also have like some edge to it. So I love everything of that nature. So yeah, I make all of my designs currently, but I'd love to do custom orders in the future. So if
That's
you're interested.
Fascinating. I would think custom orders would be really hard to get right.
Yes, for sure.
Now, Bahati is also here with us. It's Bahati Wilanja. I hope I have that correct. And yeah. Bahati, you paint. Now, painting is a very wide category. Tell me a little bit about the technique that you use and what your painting, what your paintings are like.
So I started with listing ideas. Then I will start with sketching. Then after sketching on canvas, then I will start painting.
And do you use oil paint or?
Acrylic.
What kind? Acrylic?
Yeah.
And what ideas, do your paintings focus on a particular, are they people or things or what do you end up liking to paint?
I kind of do all of them, but most of them are like for people, of peoples.
And a lot of times artists like you will want to focus on people doing something or people who live in a particular area or almost part of a theme. Is there anything that connects the paintings that you do?
I think a lot of them are just people posing or doing something. Yeah.
Are like, they real people? Are you doing portraiture at all? Or are they primarily people that you're imagining? And
there's some people and imagination too.
That sounds... amazing. When did you start painting? You're 17 now. Were you painting when you were younger?
I started painting like in I started drawing in like third grade, but I started painting last year.
Just last year?
Yeah.
How did you learn?
Painting? I think I was just looking like videos on internet. Like on YouTube.
So you were able to learn that way. What? And it, This may be hard to answer, but why did you want to learn how to paint? It sounds like you always enjoyed drawing and bringing these people to life, but suddenly you got pretty suddenly interested in actually painting. Was there a reason that drew you to that?
I has always been wanting to paint, but I didn't have materials. So then I started last year because my mom was able to support with me.
Oh, that's great. You both mentioned your moms as supporting your work. So finally, you were able to get your hands on canvas and paint and brushes and a connection to the videos you mentioned to achieve a dream that you had. I'm curious, Mercedes, do you have any questions of Bahati? You two know each other a little bit, but it's fascinating to me how Bahati, you have different crafts, but you both were inspired by your moms, which I think is great. But do you have any questions you'd like to ask?
I can think of one, but I just have to say Bahati's paintings are amazing, especially for her just starting a year ago. Like, her paintings are so amazing. Something that's really interesting to me, though, have you tried any other, like, paint style, like oils or anything like that, watercolor? Are you interested in that? What are your thoughts on that?
I've tried color, watercolor and oil, but I was more interested in acrylic because it dries faster.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, oil takes a long, long time to dry. Will you both be selling paintings and screened items at Handmade Arcade?
Yes.
And what have you learned about how to do that? The accelerator program, Mercedes mentioned establishing a brand. There's also figuring out how much you should charge for these things, I'd imagine. Yeah. So what have they taught you about these sorts of things?
We were actually just talking about that outside, like off air. But yeah, I think one of the biggest takeaways that Kiri mentioned to us, Kiri's the one who runs the program, was like not like knowing your worth, knowing what your art is worth, and then also makers that are doing your same type of medium, like what they're worth as well, and what, like, you don't want to undercharge because of that reason, because of other makers. You don't want them to feel like they have to undercharge. So yeah, it's a really, I think for me, it's easier because I can look at other t-shirts that are similar to mine with similar designs. But yeah, I was asking Bahati about that because I feel like with paintings that will be hard because each one is so different. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think we might all have a natural tendency to undervalue the work that we do, too. And it's not just the time you put into it, but it's the ideas that you and you alone come up with. Now, will you be at the holiday market for Handmade Arcade?
Yes, for sure.
That's terrific. If you go to handmadearcade.org, you can find the dates for the upcoming holiday market. I might have those. I'm sure I've got them somewhere. I can mention them, unless, do you know them offhand? It's at the Lawrence Convention Center.
Not the exact dates, but next Friday and Saturday is our big day because it's all day. There's the early risers in the morning, and then Saturday is the main day for it.
Yeah, it's the holiday market. It's December 5th and 6th, 2025. This is a Pittsburgh nonprofit. It's been 20 years. I remember the very first one.
Really?
And I'm so glad that these programs are still continuing. HandmadeArcade.org is how you can learn more about them. Do your booths have names, or will you all be at a Youth Maker booth together? How can people find you?
My branding name is BHT Art, so you can find me there.
BHT
Art.
BHT
Art.
Art.
Yeah.
That's easy to remember. BHT Art. Those are the consonants in your first name, Bahati. And what about you?
For me, my brand name is Skull Baby. I will be selling clothing, accessories, and I'm launching my press-on nails as well. And you can find me at Handmade Arcade, of course, and also on Instagram at SkullBabyPGH.
And that skull is in above your neck?
Yes.
S-K-U-L-L Baby PGH?
Yes, correct.
Excellent. Anything else either of you would like to say in our remaining moments?
Thank you for inviting us.
It's a pleasure. And you're about to graduate from Brashear this
yes.
year. Do you know what you want to do after you graduate?
Interior designing.
Fascinating. What got you into that?
I think it's because I'm already doing art, so I wanted to contribute my art into interior designing.
Well, that's terrific. Good luck to both of you at Handmade Arcade.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here this morning.